We're Talking Gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Certainly are. Love to hear from you. 922 11882 if you want to have a chat. 19 999 677 for the texts or email, Sue, because, you know, we do sometimes need a bit more than just a description.
Yeah, we certainly do. Weekend wake up at 6pr.com.au is the email address. One word, weekend wake up.
Yes.
Excuse me. And just add your phone number so we can ring you back.
Yes.
And then you can get your question answered. But also I've got a beautiful picture there that I can actually understand what everyone's
talking
about.
They're worth a thousand words, they say.
Yeah, they truly are. That's for sure.
All right, so we'd love to hear from you. Give us a buzz. There is a line or two spare. Before we get into our first caller, got a text from Brendan, who's always good with traffic drama, Sue. Says, Darren, couple of closures this weekend. Morley Drive, both ways. Crimea Street to Beach Brewer Road. That's for the Tonkin Highway upgrade works. And also Burns Beach Road in both directions from the freeway south on-ramp to Connolly Drive. This includes the Mitchell Freeway north from Shenton Ave.
We'll have to put Brendan on the payroll.
I reckon. Well, he's always good with the information, isn't
Thanks,
he?
Thanks, Brendan.
Closures to remain in place until 5 a.m. Monday. So, Brendan, thank you. Just plan that into your routines.
Yeah, it certainly will.
Now, something else you can plan into your routines. Kicks off this week, doesn't it?
It certainly does. From Thursday, Perth's longest running garden festival is on at McCallum Park. And to tell us a little bit about it, I'm the man who's organising it, putting it together, Tom Wagner. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, Tom. A lovely talk to you. And I think you've planned it really well this year, looking at the long-term forecast.
Yeah.
The weather just
a little
is
bit better than last year.
Perfect. Yes, I know. Do you get a bit nervous at this time of the year, going, oh, is it going to rain? What's going to happen?
Oh, look, being an outdoor event, there's always that thought in the back of your mind. I mean, we got a little bit of rain last year, but it certainly didn't dampen the spirits. And this year, looking forward, it looks absolutely spectacular. And there's no better location down here at McCallum Park, right on the river, overlooking the city when the sun is out. So it's looking beautiful.
It certainly is. And I noticed coming in on Thursday, there are marquees and things set up, the fences around. It's the fourth year. Is it the fourth or fifth year at McCallum Park, Tom?
Yeah, this is the fourth year down here, so it's very exciting to be back down at McCallum Park again. It's a terrific location, as I just said, and we have been down here for a week getting ready, and we're looking forward to this coming Thursday when we can open the gates.
Gates do open at 10 o'clock, isn't it?
9 a.m.
Okay, sorry, I got it wrong. Till 4, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, 9 to 4. Tell us a little bit about the garden festival and what we'll expect, because anyone's into flowers, into trees, I imagine.
Absolutely.
It's a place to be.
Yeah, look, absolutely. We've got so much going on, and look, we've done a lot over the last few years down here with bringing value to the people that come along, and this year there's certainly some new items on the agenda that people should definitely check out when they get here. Once they come through the doors, everything that happens inside the event is accessible. This year we're launching the Clean Heat Kitchen, which is a whole series of cooking shows about how to cook on the outdoor kitchen or your barbecue, which will be absolutely fantastic. We're joined by Shona Hunter and Tim Kershaw, who are the chefs down there. We've got a hanging basket competition from Bailey's.
I've entered that. So.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, a bit nervous.
So stiff competition then.
You have to come along and have a look. You've played your hand now, so everyone come and have a look at it.
I'll wait and see. The pressure is on, I know, Tom. But it's actually interesting to talk about hanging baskets. And we had a photo in through the week that Hugh grew the most amazing fern basket. And I think it's just underrated type of gardening, because of small spaces, hanging baskets are fantastic.
I think it's going to become far more popular as spaces and residential areas become smaller. So, look, this is a great opportunity to come down and see what people out in the public can do in terms of creativity with small spaces and hanging baskets. So that'll be a terrific new area of the event. We're also giving away 10,000 show bags this year as well. So they've got loads of items for people to come and use samples in their gardens. So that's something that is new to the event this year as well. So look, there's so much going on in terms of the space. Of course, there's the Booper main stage as well, which has been a feature of the event for a number of years. Over 40 seminars over the 4 days. So heaps of content for people to come and listen to and learn from. We've got a range of show gardens again this year, over 26 nurseries that are participating. So if you are wanting an experience with the growers and to come and look at new plant varietals and really look at what Perth has to offer in terms of green life retail, then please come along. This is definitely the place to be.
And we might even be able to help some people out with access too, because we've got some tickets to give away over the course of the weekend. So you might be lucky with us.
Yeah, certainly will. Now, McKellen Park is really easy to get to, public transport and just Canning Highway over the causeway, depending which way you come from, but also the bus port's not far up the road. It's a central location and lots of parking on site.
Yeah, parking on site. So we won't have any issues with parking. It's adjacent to the main entrance. So come along. There's also heaps of Acrod parking as well along Taylor Street, adjacent to the main entry. So also bring the kids. Kids under 18 are free for this event, and we have a free education area for them to participate in, thanks to Lotteries West. That's a tremendous area, and we're really excited to welcome everyone down to the Perth Garden Festival presented by Clean Heat starting this Thursday.
I look forward to it at 9 o'clock. Days, opening days are from 9 to 4. So this Thursday, 27th of April to the 30th of April, you've turned on or sort of given enough offerings to the weather gods over the year, Tom, so I think we'll be right. Look forward to it.
I think it's time to get ours back this year with some lovely sunshine. And look, we do recommend getting your tickets online as well. It'll save you waiting at the gate.
Perfect. Yeah, great idea.
Perthgardenfestival.com. That'll save you lining up at the ticket box office when you arrive.
There you go. Plan ahead, as with everything, and you'll be well and truly served. Event Director of the Perth Garden Festival, Tom Wagner, great to chat. Best of luck from Thursday.
Lovely to chat. Thank you. We'll see you all down here.
Take care.
We'll do. It's 13 after 8 now. Now, if that's inspired you, 9221882. Let's talk gardening. Maria in Duncraig. Hello there.
Hi, Maria.
Good morning, Sue and Darren. Look, Sue, I have been growing garlic for many, many years. But last year I decided to put it in pots because I couldn't compete with the weeds.
Yeah, no, that's
And fine. I couldn't walk in between the rows.
Yeah.
I wasn't capable of doing that. And the garlic was really special last year, bigger and better than ever. Now, this year, I have started to plant. I have almost finished. I've only got two pots to go. But now, almost all the pots are getting invaded by ants.
Oh, I know.
And what am I supposed to do?
Well, it's always hard because you want to put what we control the ant used to control the ants is toxic on a crop that's always an edible crop. So one of the things you can do always the use of a wetting agent, like really strong. When I say wetting agent, tends to get them disappear because they make the soil really dry. And so you'll find if you use wetting agent and really dunk the soil, put a wetting agent on, drench the soil, makes a difference. But if you can lift the pot up and just put a couple of bits of wood or something underneath, like some feet or something to lift it up off the ground so the ants can't get in, that helps it a lot, particularly if you have dry periods, Maria, if that's possible, or you can get someone to help you, that makes a difference. So even if I always say sometimes you can just chop up some stakes and then it's just got a three little feet or anything, bits of brick, paving brick, something that doesn't block off the drainage holes, but also then you can put ant dust around the base and then the ants won't get into them.
Okay. And the funny part, it's in the they're in the same bed where I grew the garlic, but I have put other pots there like geraniums and things, but they have not been affected by ants. Do they like garlic?
Maybe. Just check
Seems
to make
like
sure.
They like yours by the sound of it.
And it's crazy, isn't it? Because garlic's meant to be a good repellent, a natural insect repellent. So, everything loves it.
I never get aphids because of the garlic.
I was going to say, just check to make sure. You know when the garlic shoots up, just dig around to make sure there is no aphids right in the leaves, because within the leaves as they're coming up, because the ants can be attracted. They'll be harbouring or looking after the aphids. So just check to make sure there's no aphids. If you've got aphids, I'd be using, if there is aphids there, if there are aphids there, I should say, best thing is to use natural soap for those, Maria, and mix that in a watering can and drench the pots with natural